With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Meat production uses water in excessive amounts that we cannot imagine. You see, all this is important because if humans are in shortage of food or of water, then conflict, of course, will break out. That is what the United Kingdom means by climate change is affecting national security. Not just for the United Kingdom, but everywhere in the world. When our family members are in danger of hunger or thirst, maybe we would do anything to bring food to them. So reluctantly, some virtuous or good people might even go astray and cause conflict between neighbors. And then, on a larger scale, it will cause conflict between nations. Scientists have documented that one serving of beef takes more than 1,000 gallons of water to produce. By contrast, sir, the vegan diet uses about 1/10 of that amount. So the water problem would also be completely solved if everyone is vegan. And as the killing karma is reduced with people becoming vegan, all disasters will diminish. A more loving atmosphere will envelop our earth, and we would not even have to worry about war between countries. Because vegetarian diet will make people feeling peaceful, more clear-headed. So consequently, each nation would naturally have sufficient resources and wholeheartedly exchange help to each other. So the best way to prepare for conflict is to take complete prevention. The vegan diet will help us to achieve that goal, and almost immediately.
Kính thưa Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư,
Kính thưa quý vị khán giả.
Con thực sự xúc động khi được vinh dự đến dự hội nghị lần này. Kính thưa Ngài, Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, con và các bạn của con xin tri ân những đóng góp của Ngài trong việc kiến tạo một thế giới tốt đẹp. Thưa Ngài, nhờ sự dẫn dắt của Ngài, nhân loại cũng đang trên đà chuyển biến theo một chiều hướng tích cực. Tuy nhiên, sự thay đổi đó có đủ nhanh chóng và kịp thời để ngăn chặn sự hâm nóng của toàn cầu, cứu vãn địa cầu xinh đẹp này hay không? Thưa Ngài.
Chào cô Vân hả? Madam Vân An, not quick enough yet at the moment. I wish we could be much quicker, like yesterday, yes. But we still have hope, yes? I appreciate your concern and certainly hope that all beings and the planet can be saved. Perhaps we cannot save all, but we can save the majority if we hurry up. This is why the members of our association and myself, as well as the staff at the Supreme Master Television, are working as much as we can to get the message out to the world about the dire state of the globe and the rescuing vegan solution. Scientists have already stated that the livestock industry is the single highest human cause of methane gas in the world. Everything is heating up so quickly, as we can see from the scientists' report on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. In your country, Ao Lạc or Vietnam, you probably know of global warming-related problems such as the untimely flooding and encroachment of the sea of the Mekong Delta region, both of which have caused havoc and further threat to the region's vital rice and fruit crops. This is due to the combination of sea levels rising along with the effect of melting glaciers, which are now causing excessive floods, but eventually will cause drought and vastly diminished water supplies as well. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet. Organic vegetable farming, yeah. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. If everyone does this, be veg, the earth will begin to cool and we will have more time to implement the measures to eliminate other carbon emissions. Not only that, through the organic veg diet worldwide, we will see the planet revived to her original beauty and flourishing state, even more so in the future. So please be veg and tell everyone else of these benefits. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I'm very concerned about the effects of climate change and global warming on Ao Lạc, especially the southwestern region, the granary of Ao Lạc, where people are still impoverished.
Yes.
Please shed some light on the following questions. How much longer and what is the size of land that will be underwater? How many people will be affected? Could it be possible that the fertile rice fields in the southwestern region will turn into Yumin type of salt water swamp? At that time, could science create food-bearing plants or some kind of plant that is valuable and salt-bearing? In summary, what should we do to help the farmers in the Mekong Delta? Thank you, Master.
Yes. As we discussed briefly in a previous question, this situation is serious indeed. A combined report from experts at the United Nations, CARE International, and the US-based Earth Institute forecast that more than 14 million farmers would lose their rice fields if sea levels rise by 2 meters. Already, the growers are seeing saltwater contamination in some crops along with the excessive flooding that ruins harvest. Scientists say that the floods are due to upstream melting glaciers, which cause the rice to be inundated at times when it needs to be dry. Moreover, as the glaciers continue to melt, the Great Mekong River will begin to dry because it has no more support of flowing water, meaning further hardship for farmers as water becomes more scarce, as it currently supports 18 hydropower stations as well. The drying of the Mekong River would also have adverse effects on power supplies, and the drought combined with sea level rise would cause further salt water contamination. The government has instituted programs to relocate people whose homes and growing areas are most vulnerable to these effects. But this does not really address their livelihoods or how to save the crops. Research indicates that a 1 meter sea level rise could result in up to 2 million hectares of land in the Mekong Delta being submerged. Depending on how quickly global warming accelerates, this could happen in a matter of years. As for how to best help the farmers in the Delta region to cope with this urgent problem, I also wonder myself. It concerns me deeply to see the effects of global warming on this region. Dr. Cao mentioned scientists developing a salt-bearing plant. Perhaps we can. Perhaps not. Even if we can, imagine. You see, some researchers have suggested building additional levees to hold back the floodwaters. Both of these ideas could probably work over the short term and would help for a little while, but not for long term. We have to ask ourselves for how long and at what price this will work. What kind of world will we have left if these global warming changes continue? What kind of drinking water, what kind of air we will have, even if the rice plants can grow in salt water? This is a complex ecosystem with a long, long history of supporting human life. So, there is no easy answer. But the most effective one I know, which is so simple, easy, and also scientifically proven, is to adopt a meat-free, animal-free lifestyle. If everyone stops the killing and consumption of meat, these destructive changes will also stop. Just be veg and do good. That's all there is. This is really the way to go. It is the best thing to help us, to help the farmers and the entire country of Vietnam, not just the Mekong Delta. If you turn in this direction and get as many people as possible to come with you, I guarantee that you will see good changes around you, and you will be proud to walk the earth as a compassionate vegan and earth protector. You see, in the world, we have many bad news which is not published, which is not informed by the government or many governments or many medias. That is, our world's major rivers are dying. 1/3 are gone or going. The rivers. You know, the source of our life, the water that feeds us, billions of us. The major rivers are dying, going, or gone, you see. A ground water wells for 3 billion people are drying up as well. Not just river, but groundwater to make wells are dying. For 3 billion people, we have 6 billion people in this world, and the source of groundwater for wells, which support half of our world population, are dying, drying up. And top 10 global river systems drying or ebbing away. China, Salween River, Europe, Danube River, South America, La Plata, North American Rio Grande, India's Ganges, the famous Ganges, the holy, the life-sustaining Ganges, Pakistan's Indus River, Africa's Nile River, and Lake Victoria, Australia's Murray Darling, Southeast Asia's Mekong Lankan, China's Yangtze, etc., etc. They are dying, drying up, ebbing away, day by day. And many major lakes dry up or drying, not including dangerous side effects, such as they release CO2, methane, and other gases after they dry or while they are drying. In conclusion, I can only tell you that many tens of thousands of rivers and great lakes are dying, dead, gone, or going. And I don't know how many more we must wait for to die in order for us to wake up. The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. Just because we can still sit here pretty and talk, just because in our area there is not yet water shortage or food prices gone up, doesn't mean it will not happen to us soon. We have to do something to avoid the tragedy that is already happening to billions of other people. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food. 1 billion already. And 3 billion people are short of water. How many more? I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please do it now. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg. Just be veg. It's truly enough for now. And it will be enough for a long future to come. Just be veg, so we have time to save our planet in order to implement any other green measures that we want to implement. But everything is not efficient as being veg. Just be vegan. Please be vegan.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
It's been a pleasure to have your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 3 of Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World will continue next Friday. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May heaven bless you with much love and light.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.